Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we thank God for even those that got it, that, you know, we did not lose them. So we give God all the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the Bible says that we are a chosen generation. So we are chosen for a purpose. Hallelujah. We are chosen for a purpose. Every one of us, we are important. Before God, we are important. That's why God has chosen us. The reason why you is because you are chosen of God. Praise the Lord. The moment you give your life, the moment you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, you become the chosen of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are chosen for a purpose. He didn't just choose us. He chose us for what? A purpose. And that purpose has to be what? Fulfilled. Because He chose us for a purpose. We became people that have identity. We have an identity. Praise the Lord. Our identity is in Christ. Amen. So we are chosen. We are chosen for a purpose. And because of that, we have a new identity. And that identity is in Christ. Hallelujah. So we are no longer who we used to be. If we look at that verse that our sister read for us, 1 Peter 2. We look at from verse 1. There are certain things that cannot be found among us because we are chosen. Praise the Lord. We have a new identity in Christ Jesus. So we are chosen. Let's look at, I'll read this one, word, and I'll go to 9. It says, wherefore laying aside all malice, all guilt, and hypocrisy, and envy, and all evil speaking. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Praise the Lord. So we are royal, a holy nation, a peculiar people that you should show forth the praise of Him who had called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Praise the Lord. I like what Isaiah 58 verse 8 says. Praise the Lord. It's our light. You know, this morning we break forth in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Hallelujah. I just want to read it before. Hallelujah. Okay, let me open it up. Isaiah 58, verse 8. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
And all the time. He said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. So shall it be concerning us in the name of Jesus. And thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee in the name of Jesus. Amen. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Praise the Lord. If we look at the New Living Translation, hallelujah. It says that the protection of the Lord will go with thee wherever you go. Praise the Lord. So shall it be concerning us. That's why we are a chosen people. We are called to show forth. So there are certain things that should not be found among us. Before, we used to be the old person, but now we are new. The Bible says we are a new creature. We are chosen, a chosen people, separated unto Himself to show forth His praise, for people to see Him in us, for people to see His goodness in us. See, we have been translated from darkness to light. Praise the Lord. So that light has to break forth in the name of Jesus. So when people see us, they don't see darkness, they see light. Praise the Lord. When people see us, they don't see, you know, failure. They see prosperity. They see the goodness of God. Praise the Lord. He said, that's why he said, we have come forth to show forth His praise. So that people, when people see the goodness of God, people will be able to praise God and say, yes, God is good indeed. And that will draw men to Him. Hallelujah. So you are chosen to show the goodness of God. You are chosen to show the power of God. You are chosen to be the light. Praise the Lord. So we are chosen for a purpose. We are not just chosen. We are not just people of God just because we want to be. No. Hallelujah. The fact that we identify with Christ gives us a new identity in Him. He has that purpose for us. We are not just Christians just going to God. No. Something has to be different with us. Something has to be different. The power of God has to be manifest in our lives. Hallelujah. Not everybody gave testimony today, but I know that what God is doing in our lives in the name of Jesus. I know we all have testimonies of the goodness of God, that you are here today is because God kept you. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes they say that it's not the alarm clock that wake you up, because God woke you up. If not, if you put the alarm by the dead will not rise, even if it continues to rain. Praise the Lord. But God kept us. God kept our children. Hallelujah. That's why we are a chosen. We are chosen for a purpose. You know? And the truth is that when God calls you, he doesn't just leave you. He equips you. Hallelujah. It changes who we are, yes. Then he equips us for the purpose for which he has called us. God has not called us just to be, you know, for us to be humiliated or shamed. No. Praise the Lord. But he has called us, equipping us to fulfill the purpose for which he has called us. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get surprised. We preach to people and they don't even listen. Sometimes you preach to people and they curse you out. Praise the Lord. But the truth is that it is God that changes. Praise the Lord. God will definitely just keep going. God will do it, and you, they will see the light and they will come to the light of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want to let us know that when God calls us, he equips us for the purpose for which he has called us. That's why we are chosen for a purpose. We'll look at the life of Moses. Let's look at Exodus 4, 10 to 16. When Moses was called, you know, he didn't think that he will. Why? I can't do it. I can't do anything. God, why do you have to choose me? I'm a stammerer. But God, I've chosen you for a purpose. Praise the Lord. I've chosen you to go and bring my people out of Egypt. That was the purpose for which God, you know, called them. God chose them to bring his people. He said, I've heard their cry. To bring them out of Egypt. Praise the Lord. So let's look at this. But Moses pleaded with the Lord. Oh Lord, I'm not very good with words. I never have been, and I'm not now. Even though you have spoken to me, I get tongue-tied, and my words get tangled. Then the Lord asked Moses, who makes a person's mouth? Praise the Lord. You know, some of us will say, oh, I can't. I don't know what God has, you know, you are sure God has chosen me. You are sure? I'm just a Christian. That's the but there's a purpose in your life. You might not have achieved certain things in your life that you think that you get discouraged. No. There's a purpose for your life. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, Moses struggled there. And God told him, who makes a person's mouth? Who decide whether people speak or do not speak? Here, who decide speak hear or do not hear? See or do not see? Is it not I, the Lord? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That you can speak. That even those that can't even speak, God made them for a purpose. There are people that are, you know, God created them for a purpose. Praise the Lord. There are people that are blind. God created them for a purpose. Hallelujah. So you are chosen for a purpose. And that purpose will be fulfilled. It does not matter whether you have achieved it now or not. Praise the Lord. Then the Lord asked Moses, who makes a person's mouth? Go to 12. Now go, I will be with you as you speak. So when God that has chosen us, will equip us to fulfill that purpose. It does not matter how staggering it is. It does not matter. So many problems will come. Praise the Lord. So many things will come along the line because we are not in heaven yet, where there will be no problems, where there will be no pain. So we are on earth. So you will see so many things coming your way. Why? Because we are pilgrims here. And God has set us on this side to fulfill his purpose. Hallelujah. And God told us, now, God, I will be with you as you speak. And I will instruct you in what to say. Praise the Lord. What are you struggling with? What is that thing that you're struggling with? You know, there are so many things that we struggle with. Yours might be different from mine. Some people's zone will be very big. Some people will be very minute. But what I want to tell us that, please, because some people will see some people having problems, they'll start laughing. Hallelujah. Amen. That time, stage will pass in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was scared to go. Now, I will be with you as you speak, and I will instruct you in what to say. He said, I will instruct you. God does, he has not chosen us to leave us. Because if he leaves us, he knows that the devil, you know, will deal with us. Praise the Lord. But he's with us. He has chosen us. He said, we are royal priesthood. We are peculiar people. We are special people. Hallelujah. Go to 13. Say, but once again, pray the Lord, please send anyone else. Hallelujah. He's still saying, God, send somebody else. Some of us are still saying that. You know, when we say you are chosen for a pastor, some people are thinking that, oh, okay, maybe I'm chosen to be a pastor. It's not about everybody cannot be a pastor. Praise the Lord. Do you know that every word is important? Praise the Lord. Every word is very important. Just as in your home, the broom that you use to sweep is important, as well as whatever gadget, the air condition. Is important. Praise the Lord. So also everyone, we have our own various duties. We have our own parts to play. Praise the Lord. The person that you see that have physical challenge, the person is important too. Hallelujah. There are some things that people that have, you know, I won't call it disabilities, challenges that they do. They can even achieve things better than those that don't have any physical challenges. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You know, but once again, pray the Lord, please send anyone else. 14, then the Lord became angry with Moses. All right, he said, what about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he speaks well. And look, he's on his way to meet you now. He will be delighted to see you. Talk to him and put the words in his mouth. I will be with both of you as you speak, and I will instruct you both in what to do. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because God has that purpose for him. He has to fulfill the purpose. So God has to equip him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he fulfilled it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And also David, in 1 Samuel 16, 11 to 13, when God ordained David, when he anointed him as king, you know, David was not, when Samuel went there to anoint, he didn't look at David as somebody, he didn't, when he saw the, when he went there for, he saw his brothers, this is the one, this one, he looks good, it's huge and everything. But God said, no, that's not the one. Do you have another son? There's another one, not this one, but don't even look at them. God has a purpose. It does not matter where you are. Where you are now is not important. What is important is God will fulfill the purpose for which he has called you. He will equip you. He will cause men to be there. Hallelujah. Even though Moses was asking, you will send somebody and be Samuel. But then, even though he used his brother, he was speaking through him. It was Moses that was instructing the brother. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel 16. You know, he said David was in the farm, you know. He said, do you have any other son?
Mama.
The youngest. Go to 11. Hallelujah. So please, you are chosen for a purpose. Do not limit yourself. You might be struggling now thinking, oh, how? You know, sometimes we think that we are in this world. Sometimes it can be academic rigor. You might say, oh, I don't think God is with me. Why did God? I don't think that I'm useless. Some people think like that. Praise the Lord, because we are human. Then someone asks, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest. Jesse replied, for he's out in the field watching the sheep and goats. Send for him at once. Samuel said, we will not sit down. What God has promised will not elude you in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. It does not matter where you are. Praise the Lord. Your blessing will locate you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If it was men, they would just anoint the one that looks good and everything. But because God has chosen him for that purpose, he told them, go and get it. He told Samuel, that is not the one that I want to use, is not there. Go, he asked, and he said, it's in the farm. But thank God, he was anointed. Go to 12. Where are we now? Samuel. So Jesse said for him, he was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, this is the one, anoint him. 13. Let's see what happened. Now the Lord said to Samuel, you have mourned. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of oil, olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. From that day on, then Samuel returned to Ramah. From that day on, because God has chosen him, he equipped him, he anointed him, the Spirit was in him. He said, the Spirit of God came upon him. And what does it do? To empower him to do the work for which God has purposed for him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When he called the apostles too, in Luke 24, 49 to 53, he said they should tarry in Jerusalem before until the Holy Spirit comes upon them, let them not leave. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 24, 49 to 53. Do we know what God has called us for? We have been chosen by God for a purpose. The reason why we are more than conqueror. He made us more than conqueror because of the purpose for which he wants us to fulfill. Hallelujah. I said 49, not 39. Hallelujah. So I want us to understand that the God that has chosen us will always what? Equip us. For the purpose. There's a purpose. You did not call yourself. None of us called ourselves. He said, now we send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
50. So wait. Then Jesus led them to Bethany and lifting his hands to heaven, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up to heaven. So they worshipped him and then returned to Jerusalem filled with great joy. And they spent all their time in the temple praising God. Hallelujah. In John 14:15. So I want us to understand God has called us for a purpose. We are a chosen people, special people to God. It does not matter what you think of yourself now, but I want you to think and know that God, there's a purpose for every one of us. There's a purpose for every one of us. And that purpose will be what? Established. If we allow him. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read this, then I'll go to, I'll read that the first part, and maybe you can read it on your own. John 14, 15 to 20. If you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. You see that? You are a chosen generation, a chosen person. We are all chosen. And the Lord has equipped us. He said he is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in. In you. Hallelujah. I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Praise the Lord. You are chosen for a purpose. You are a chosen person. You are special to God. Whom he chooses, he empowers. Luke 10, 19. We are going to read just that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Luke 10, 19. Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. It only takes special people to do that. Hallelujah. And because we are chosen, because we are the people of God, God has equipped us. Because he has chosen us to show forth that praise, his praise. What is that? Showing, you know, is for his people to see his goodness in our lives, to see his marvelous work in our lives, to see his power manifest in our lives. Praise the Lord. That's why he has what chosen us to show forth his praise. He has chosen us for that purpose. We are not just Christians just coming to church. No, that's not what it is. But people must see. There must be testimony of his goodness. There must be testimony of his power. There must be testimony of his miracles. Praise the Lord. Let's rise on our feet this morning. We are going to pray for ourselves. I don't know how many of us have been struggling. When we read the book of 1 Peter 2, 1 to 2, there are so many things that should not be found in us. The people that are chosen should not have such in their lives. Peradventure there's anyone, because the chosen are people that have given their life to Christ, people that have accepted him as their Lord and Savior. Is there anyone that has not given their life to Christ, that have not accepted? It's one thing to come to church. It's another thing to accept him as your Lord and Savior. And to accept that he died for you. He died on the cross for us. To take us out of darkness into his light. Praise the Lord. If you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, then you are not among the chosen. Praise the Lord. You must accept him as your Lord and Savior. Accept that he came to die for you. If there's anyone like that here, you can raise your hand and I will pray with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no one. So we are going to pray this morning. I want us to pray that, because this month is the third month, and our team is chosen for a purpose. And when we look at it, say we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people. We want to pray that this month, that the goodness of God will be seen in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let's open our mouths and just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, for your goodness, Lord, to manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are Alpha and Omega, Lord. The one that transforms, the one that changes. Father, in the name of Jesus, the one that opens doors and no man can shut. Father, in the name of Jesus, manifest your goodness upon my life in the name of Jesus. Manifest this month, oh Lord. Let it be a month of the manifestation of your goodness in my life in the name of Jesus. Let people see your goodness, oh Lord, and glorify your name. Let people see your goodness and glorify your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I prayed. We're also going to pray. You know, we've seen all those things that are not supposed to be part of us. But adventure, they are. We want to pray because we are human. We are human. And things like that is bound to happen. But because of his grace, you know, he said when he called us, he equipped us, praise the Lord, to tread upon serpents, to tread upon scorpions, to live above sin. We are going to pray that anything that will stand between us and being a peculiar person, Father, remove it in the name of Jesus. Any negative thing in the name of Jesus that will work against the manifestation of God's power in our life, Father, remove it in the name of Jesus. Every negative habit in the name of Jesus that will stand between you, Lord, and the manifestation of God's power, the manifestation of God's goodness, Father, in the name of in my life, Father, remove it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we are going to pray with Psalm Isaiah 58, verse 8. We want to pray that this month the Lord will match us into greatness in the name of Jesus. The Lord will match us into his favor in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray this month. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that this month, oh Lord, you will match me to greatness. In the name of you, will match me, oh Lord, to your goodness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. And also, we are going to pray with that. Isaiah 58, verse 8. You pray that, Father, you will cause my light to break forth in the name of Jesus. Cause my light to break forth in the name of Jesus. Cause my light to break forth in the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, you're Omega, you're the beginning. You're the end in the name of Jesus. Cause my light to break forth in the name of Jesus. Cause my light to break forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We're also going to pray for the church of God. We want to pray for the help of our destiny to locate us in the name of Jesus. David was located where he was. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause now the help of our destiny to locate us in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Father, cause our help of destiny to locate us in the name of Jesus. The help of destiny of the church, cause it to locate the church in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. We're also going to pray that the blessing of God will locate us wherever we are in the this month of March in the name of Jesus as we march forward. Father, your blessing, let it locate us. In the name of Jesus, let it locate us. In the name of Jesus, let it locate us. Your blessing, let it locate us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let your blessing locate us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your blessing locate me. Let your blessing locate the church. In the name of Jesus, the blessing, O Lord. Your blessing, let it locate me. In the name of Jesus, begin to open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your blessing locate me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I just want us to pray for collectively before I leave. I want us to pray for the church. So we are believing God for a bigger space. Hallelujah. You know, because this place is small. So we are believing God for a bigger place. So I want us to pray collectively. You know, as we intercede. The Bible said the church were praying for Peter as he was in prison, and God sent angels to set him free. So when we pray collectively, I say, God, provide a place for us in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, intercede on behalf of the church. Father, Lord, provide a big space for us in the name of Jesus. Father, enlarge our coast in the name of Jesus. Father, provide a place for us in the name of Jesus, a bigger space in the name of Jesus. Father, oh Lord, in all points area, in the name of Jesus, you have located us here, oh Lord. Father, Lord, provide a place. There is nothing impossible for you to do. You that created us, you that created this place, you that made us to have this place, you that made us to be able to pay the rent to God. Father, provide a place in the name of Jesus. Provide a place in the name of Jesus. A bigger space in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lord, you will settle us in our own place in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will settle us in our own place in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. You are Alpha, you are Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There is none like you. There is none that can be compared to you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I pray, Lord, that your word, Lord, that we fear today will bear fruit in our lives in the name of Jesus. We will not just be hearers, but we will do us as well in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this new month, oh Lord. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because your blessing will locate us in the name of the Father, Amen. The Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. None of us will mourn. We will not weep. As men that are sick, oh Lord, we will heal them. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, Lord is good. And all the